Everyone, welcome to the Tuesday, December 10th, 2024 City Council meeting. We will start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Jordan, do you want to lead it?
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good job. Okay, next we have roll call.
Coke.
Here.
Transier.
Here.
Plocher.
Yes.
Soling.
Here.
Funkhauser.
Here.
Merrick.
Here.
Terulis.
Here.
Cornelius.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Welcome, everyone. Hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving. Have a great Christmas and New Year's, because this is our last meeting of the year, is it not?
Correct.
Our last council meeting of the year.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, we have a quorum. I have no amendments to the agenda. Presentations. We have a couple presentations. I think, Tim, this is where you take over. We have the Yorkville American Legion's Flags of Valor and the Knights of Columbus from the Holiday Run. You're going to do this, right?
I think you as well, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, as well. Okay, whatever you say. I do what I'm told sometimes.
I don't think the commander here is from the Legion.
Oh.
So it might have to be another time.
Okay, we'll do it another time. Okay, then. Tell me what we're doing.
Just with the Knights of Columbus, just Jim, we have a meeting tomorrow, don't we?
Yes,
we do. I gotta remember, mate. You might have to text me or remind me.
I'll be doing
it. Hopefully I have to make it. So part of our proceeds from our holiday run, it is they help us out with the run. They do the corner work and stuff like that, as well as they had a truck out this year and they were collecting canned food goods for people that are in need. So we appreciate all the Knights of Columbus do. They help us out at many of our events throughout the year. They're a great organization to work with. So we just want to say thank you very much. And here's a check from helping us out at the Holiday Run this year.
All right.
So thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, just so you know, one of the local establishments, they have the name M&D's. That's half price pizza tonight, just in case. I think it's on the way. It's almost St. Patrick's
tomorrow.
But aren't there like seven priests there for confession tonight?
Yeah, that's true.
Go for me, will you? I'll say Hail Mary's here. I won't make it tonight. Do you want it, Dan?
What's that?
7 to 9 or 8 or 10 or whatever?
Pizzas?
Well, that too was. Yeah, that too. Yes.
Pizzas would be easier for me.
I'm getting pretty good at Hail Marys. Had a few of those over the years. Okay. Okay, next, we have public hearings. Are there any public hearings? Any public hearing at all?
Nope.
Okay. Citizen comments on the agenda. Anyone want to speak to anything on the agenda? Nobody? Okay. Consent agenda. We have minutes from November 12th, bills totaling $4,383,027.12, and EDC 2486, an ordinance approving an amendment to an IGCA, whatever that is, Intergovernment Cooperative Agreement, okay, between Yorkville, Kendall County, City of Plano, governing the reconstruction of Elvin Road. Authorized mayor and city clerk to sign. Is there a motion and a second?
So moved.
All right, Funkhauser, and I think I heard Transier over here. Is that correct? Did I hear you?
No, I think I heard Rusty.
Rusty. Oh, man. Sorry, Rusty. Okay.
They're quiet on that side of the room. I just heard Craig.
Oh, Craig. Was that? Oh, yeah, it was Craig. Sorry, I'm looking at him. And I don't know who to apologize more to, Chris or Craig. I don't care. I didn't call him Funkhauser, didn't I? Did you get that? It was Soling and Rusty. Man, I butched that up real bad. Holy cow. Anyway, no discussion on this.
Good thing we have one meeting this month.
We could ask for another one if you want. Do a roll call, please.
Coke.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Terulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornelius.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Excellent. The next one, you tell me who you hear. Okay, Mayor's Report. Again, great Thanksgiving. Tim, that tree lighting we went over last time, it was a good time, good event.
Yeah, it was definitely great to see, and if anyone hasn't yet, hopefully you get to go to either Riverfront Park, Town Square, or here at City Hall and see all the new Christmas decorations that we have throughout town.
Yeah, they look awesome. And then you've had Santa visit a couple times now?
Yeah, we just had our breakfast at Santa with Senior Services this past Saturday, and I know the library's doing a couple of things as well, so if you haven't seen Santa yet, there are still some opportunities throughout the city.
Very nice, thank you. Okay, item one. I'm looking for a motion second to approve the meeting schedule for 2025.
So moved.
Second.
Manus, like, did you get that before I screwed up? Coke, I think it was.
And Cordell's.
Rusty's on the ball, and he's wanting to get out here. He's like, let's get this done.
Yeah, I only responded once. So oh.
Okay, any discussion? Roll call, please.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Terulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Yes.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornelius.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Next, we have an appointment to library board, Sharon Mix, term ending in May 2027. Looking for a motion and a second.
So moved.
Second.
Cornelius and Transier, did I get that one right?
Yes.
Third time's a charm. Any discussion? We'll just do voice, all in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries. Thank you. Okay. And Aaron, I assume you'll notify Shelly on that? Thank you so much. Or somebody will.
I will.
You will. Okay, sorry, Jory. Aaron, you listen to some good tunes back there? Good, nice. Good Christmas tunes. Nice. Okay. Next, I'm looking for a motion to approve a service agreement between Kendall County and United City of Yorkville for the provision of demand response transportation. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second. Look at here. Jim, is this you?
Nope.
This is you?
Yeah. You've already voted on the increase in contributions at a prior meeting. This just memorializes those. And the county wants every town that has approved an increase in contributions to do this intergovernmental agreement. So it doesn't change your obligation or introduce anything new. It's just a formal document for the county.
You know, this is for the cat transportation, right?
It is, yes.
Well, for any donation we get, they receive almost twice as much, is that correct, I think?
Correct.
Yeah, that's fantastic. We might be talking about that later. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Terulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornelius.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Next, I'm looking for a motion to approve a lease agreement for certain real estate in the United States of Yorkville for 1203 Badger Street. An industrial park. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
That was Merrick and Solon. Who wants to discuss this? Eric, what's it, 12 months, $2,500 a month?
It is 12 months, and then a month after that until we're ready to move into our building.
And that's as we're getting new equipment in, we just don't want to be leaving it out in the elements.
We have five trucks on order right now, and with coming into winter, we'd like a spot for all the trucks under roof, especially the diesels and the snow pushers.
And several of those should be here just in a couple weeks, right?
You are correct.
That's awesome. Maybe just in time for the snow.
Hopefully not.
No. You and I disagree on that. Any discussion? Mr. Funkhauser?
Where's this being funded out of?
It'll be funded out of the accounts water sewer.
So we have $35,000 excess between the two, or three.
It'll be only till May, and then we'll put it in the budget.
Okay. Other questions? Roll call, please.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornelius.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Terulis.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Next, I'm looking, is this one or two motions?
Two
motions, okay. Regarding the special census, I'm looking for a resolution approving an MOU, that's a memorandum of understanding, with the Decennial Census Management Division of the U.S. Census Bureau. Is there a motion and a second?
Hello.
Second.
Okay. Terulis, and was that Merrick? Very nice. And Bart, was this for $900K?
It is just shy of it, which is more than we had anticipated paying with the partial special census, but we'll get all of that back within a year after we complete it from state revenues. And then there's a budget amendment that goes with that as well.
Questions, comments?
What was the previous number that we had thinking of when we talked about doing it before?
It was less than $300,000.
Weren't we talking about doing a partial at one time also? But they don't do that anymore?
The last few that we've done have been partial special censuses and some changes in identity protection and information protection laws have basically rendered most special censuses as partial just undoable. So we have to count the entire town as a result.
And Rob, we right now receive approximately $250 per capita.
That's correct.
So 4,000, if we went to 4,000 people, that'd be $1 million a year.
Yes.
So it's a chunk of money, but as Bart said, we'll get it back real quickly. And the next census will not be until, when do they actually do it in 30 or will it be 31?
They usually do it in the first calendar year.
But then we don't get it till the following year.
Usually.
So we're still, we'll get, 5 years out of this probably? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's still a good return. Questions, comments?
How confident are we that we're going to exceed the 25,000 person threshold?
I'm fairly confident that we've already passed it, and then we have a couple hundred new housing starts this year that have not factored into that analysis. So that's usually 2-point-something people per home, plus whatever comes in front of us next year, which we've got few townhouse developments that are in the hundreds of unit ranges, and then there's some stuff that has been applied for but not picked up that's in the couple hundred units. So I don't think that we'll have an issue. Of course, no guarantees. So.
However, one moment. The flip side, that Dan, real good question. Let's say we're at 24.5. We'd still get 3,000 times 250, we'd still get $750,000 a year, which we'd still be ahead financially. So there's the home rule thing. But the flip side is we're still going to be ahead no matter what the number is. Mr. Funkhauser?
That's kind of where I was going. If the number is not what we expect it to be, if we've seen, I wouldn't expect us to see a decrease in population, but we're doing a whole city census. So you can see, kind of an attrition of residents in other parts of the city. But I wouldn't expect that, but it would be kind of worst case scenario is numbers actually don't increase, but any increase we get does go to the benefit of us from the last census,
yep.
If that's what I'm hearing.
That's correct. Other questions?
John,
Mr. Mayor?
A little bit to it, because with the approximate timelines, theoretically our population is going to go up by the time it's initiated in 7 months.
Yep.
Other questions? And we will have a budget amendment in the next step. Anything else? Roll call.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornelius.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Trulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. And the second part is for a budget amendment. Looking for a motion to authorize the third amendment to the annual budget of the United States of Yorkville for the fiscal year commencing May 1st, 24 and ending April 30th, 25. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Koch, and did I hear Funkhauser this time? And this requires what, 6 votes?
Yes.
And again, this is just to amend the budget so we can give them the money they need to get going. Any questions, comments? Roll call.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Trulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Next, we have our Municipal Advisor and Bond Council engagement letters. Are these separate as well?
Correct.
Thank you. Looking for approval of an agreement for Spear Financial, Inc. as Municipal Debt Issuance Advisor. Is there a motion and a second?
So moved.
Second.
Transier and Cornelius. I heard Cornelius. Might be the distance, but that's who I heard. And this same group we've been using for how long?
As long as I can remember. So
that's a long time.
Or so.
Okay. Any questions, comments? You have one?
I just don't know. Does Rusty, like, whisper?
He's, you've heard of a quarterback whisper? He's the motion whisperer.
Got it. Noted.
Yeah. That's what he is. You can Google that, and it's probably out there, too. Okay. Roll call, please.
Cornels.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Terulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Next, I'm looking for a motion to approve a resolution for an agreement with Croke Fairchild Duarte and Baertus LLP as bond counsel.
So moved.
I heard the non-whisper over there, Merrick. Is there a second? Soling. Oh, wow. Testing my hearing. I passed that one at 12 decibels or whatever it was. And this is the same firm we've used. We just approved them for previous, didn't we?
Yeah, we've used them for the past year or two. Well, we've used the individuals involved with the firm on our project the past couple of years. They recently changed firms.
Questions? Comments?
Roll call.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Terulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Yes.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornels.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Next, man, we are just rocking and rolling through these. That's appropriate for Christmas. Rocking around Christmas tree. Oh, we didn't do the videos. Remember, we were going to do karaoke. Can you pull that up? Come on.
Time.
There's still time. I like it. I'm looking for a motion to approve a resolution for an agreement with Robert W. Baird and Company as underwriter for 2025 series bonds.
So moved.
Okay, help me with that.
I got Cornels.
Cornels and Funkhauser. Excellent. Any discussion? We've used them before?
Yeah, especially for underwritten bonds. They specialize in this.
Okay. Thank you. Other questions? Roll call.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Terulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornels.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, number 8. Ken, do you want me to read this or do you want to read this one? Okay, I'll read it. I don't want you to have the big grab or anything here. Okay, I'm looking for approval of an ordinance authorizing providing for the issuance of one or more series of general obligation alternate revenue bonds in the aggregate principal amount of not to exceed $68,850,000 for the purposes of paying the cost of enhancing the city's water delivery system, the cost of acquisition for one or more parcels of real property, and the construction of new public works facility thereon, refunding certain of the city's outstanding alternate revenue bonds, authorizing the execution of one or more bond orders, and providing for the imposition of taxes to pay the same, and for the collection, segregation, and distribution of certain city revenues for the payment of said bonds. First time I've read that. Was that a motion, Merrick?
That's a motion.
Was that a second, Coke?
Second.
All right, thank you. So this is for the public works. It is for
water
and potentially refunding bonds if the rates are favorable enough, correct?
Right.
Okay. Questions or comments? Roll call.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Terulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yeah.
Cornels.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Okay. Next. Looking for approval of an ordinance amending Title 6, Chapter 2, Section 6, restrictions on overnight parking, commercial vehicle parking, and this is for the FS property that we recently have acquired. Is there a motion and a second?
So moved.
Second.
I heard Plocher, I think. First time I heard him all day, or all night. And this is from 2 to 6 a.m., is that correct?
Yes.
Excellent. Any questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Terulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornels.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes. Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Next, I'm looking, and Bart will explain this one. I'm looking for an ordinance amending the Yorkville City Code for non-home rule sales tax. Is there a motion? A second?
So moved.
Merrick? Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Siever. Bart, please explain.
Yeah, this is a codification of our non-home rule 1% sales tax authorized by referendum around 2011 and then imposed by resolution in 2012. Kathy and I, when we were negotiating different incentive agreements that give portions of sales taxes to different developers, noticed that this tax was not codified. It does not need to be in order to collect it. It just makes it much cleaner within agreement administration if I can just cite the city code section that the non-home rule sales tax is in. Not to mention it's just good for transparency purposes in case if anybody is looking through the city code and the different taxes we charge. This will be listed among it, so it doesn't change how we collect it, the amount of it, or anything else. It just gives it a citation number within the city code.
Questions? Comments? Ready? Roll call, please.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yep.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Flocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Ooh, that was a lot. Thank you. Okay. Public Works Committee. No report.
Thank you. No report.
EDC no Committee. Report. Thank you. Public Safety.
No report.
Admin.
Also no report.
Park Board. Oh, back to me. It's going to take a little break here. Apparently not. Okay, I'm looking for a resolution to authorize a contract with BSN. Sports for the purchase of athletic league uniforms and equipment. Is there a motion and a second?
So moved.
Merrick?
Second.
Cornelius? Look at that. This is the same firm we've used for several years, is that correct, Tim?
Yes, sir.
And it'll be based on how many participants there are, but this sets a unit price, is that what that does?
Yes, sir.
Questions, comments? Roll call.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Flocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Next, looking for a motion to approve a resolution for the execution of an agreement with Pepsi Beverages Company.
So moved.
Koch? Is there a second?
Second.
Soling? Again, same company we've used the past couple years?
Yes, sir.
Any questions, comments? Roll call.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Good. That's for me. Planning and Zoning Commission. Did I miss anything or is that the next Planning and Zoning Commission? Okay.
Oh, Park Board if you.
What's that?
Anything for Park Board.
Oh, anything else from Park Board? Did I miss something?
If Tim had anything, I didn't.
Tim, anything else? You good? Okay. Thank you. Next, Planning and Zoning Commission. Looking for a motion to approve 2024-01 and 2024-53 for PZC and EDC. Yorkville Renewable Solar and XAMP. The first motion is for an ordinance approving the rezoning to the A1 Agriculture Zoning District of certain territory, generally located in the southwest corner of Galena Road and Route 47. Is there a motion and a second?
Second.
Merrick and Plocher. This requires six aldermen to vote yes. I don't count on this one. Okay. So, let's see here. Dan, you're here. I saw you out here somewhere.
I am.
You are just.
You're on a roll. I didn't want to hold up the works. My name is Dan Kramer. I represent NetSAM, who's developing this project as Yorkville Renewables. Matt Walsh, who you've heard at some of the meetings before, did the presentation about a month ago, is here. The property owner, Dan Nagel, with the distinguished gray hair, is here. It was really kind of a godsend when we were here about a month ago doing our public hearing and the presentation with the city council. We had no idea the young lady from the transportation group was going to be here that night. And one of the keystones that Next Campus tried to do in any community that they've developed has become an intricate fabric to that community. So they usually pair up with a local charity or youth organization. And we heard a real concern need in the community that night. Thank you to Alderman Sully. We had no idea about the situation with the lack of busing and drivers to help special needs children who are going to the Oswego School District. After the meeting, I chatted with the young lady and then her supervisor a couple days later. And the great news was that if somebody from the private business or citizen area makes a substantial contribution, it qualifies for that transportation group. And I don't often like to correct the mayor, but it's not double, they triple the contribution.
Oh.
So it's even better. So the folks at NextAmp said, look, let me go back to our bosses and see if we can get approval for that. And the long and the short is we talked to the transportation group about making a $25,000 contribution to that group, which will blossom not quite into the three times, but they told me somewhere between $87,500 and $100,000. So hopefully that benefits not only your son, but some other special needs kids. I don't know what one of their vans costs, but I got to think $100,000 ought to come be close to another van. So I just wanted to get that in there tonight. And we had hoped for a positive vote. We think we've done what staff has recommended. And they've got another project going in Yorkville, first class company. So we'd like your support tonight.
Thank you. Questions, comments? Roll call, please.
Cornels?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Flunkhauser?
Nay.
Tarulis?
Nay.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Motion carries.
6-2.
Thank you very much for the time. Appreciate it.
Well, we got two more votes.
Well, I thought you.
No, God, Dan. You're not getting off that easy. Oh, and Dan, the other thing is I want to talk to you about, before the next issue, we'll talk about this publicly. And just, but it's a different item on the agenda. Okay, and you all appreciate it. I know you will. I know Clayton will, too. So next, I'm looking to have approval of an ordinance for a special use permit allowing freestanding solar energy systems on certain territory generally located at the southwest corner of Galena Road and Route 47. Is there a motion and a second?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Transier? Okay, this one requires six votes as well, but I think I can vote on this one. Is that correct? I don't know who makes up these crazy rules. That's what they are. Okay, and this is related to the previous one, obviously. Any questions on this? Roll call, please.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Nay.
Tarulis?
Nay.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. And the final portion of this is an ordinance granting a property line setback variance for certain territory generally located at the southwest corner of Galena Road and Route 47. I'm looking for a motion and a second.
So move.
Cornels, is there a second?
Second.
Merrick? And this one requires just five. Mm-hmm. And I can vote on this one in case anyone's keeping score. It's like keeping score at a baseball game. Questions, comments? Roll call?
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Nay.
Tarulis?
Nay.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Present.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
That one actually passed, too. Okay. So next, we have PZC 2421 and EDC 2477, Heartland Meadows West. And to make the rules proper, we are doing a first reading. Is that correct, Funkhauser? Aren't we supposed to do a first reading on this?
Yes.
Thank you. So Dan, is this you again?
It is.
Okay, here's what I'm gonna kind of ding you on this one. I'm just making a recommendation as a citizen here. You should bill them all halftime because you're here anyway.
Stop for yourself. Christmas.
I told Greg I was going to say that. Anyway, Dan, please go ahead.
Well, again, we've been through EDC, we've been through the Plan Commission, and we've been through extensive staff reviews. Christy and Sarah have worked really hard in this. Site presents some difficulties, especially when that one water line was way, way outside the city easement. Brad has worked well with us from EEI doing remedial work on that, so everything fits. So Clayton's here to answer any questions about design, but we believe we've got a good plan. We get through tonight, it satisfies our due diligence period to buy the property from the city. So we hope we get support from the city council, and we think staff is favorable as well.
And to remind everyone, this is the 8-acre parcel, because I don't know who was at the committee meetings, who wasn't. The 8-acre parcel up north of the Home Depot there. So questions or comments for Mr. Kramer? Staff have anything? Staff's in favor?
Yes.
And this will be on the next agenda in January, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
No questions, comments? I can't tell if you're, in the way you're praying there, I can't tell.
I have comments on this one, no doubt about it. I mean, there's so many things that I would like to have seen done differently about this. I mean, we have plenty of commercial throughout the city and immediately adjacent to it. However, right here, we're going to put in, you know, potentially four more lots for, what was it, 20-some thousand square feet of additional commercial, which is actually going to have a financial benefit because there's no SSA on here, so you know, kind of creates a little more challenge for the rest of Kendall Marketplace because this piece could be developed more quickly by the fact that it has no SSA, so we're disadvantaging a piece of property. I've issued my grievances to no avail here. The only thing that I did get was a 5-foot increase in a setback on lot 2 along Northland, which 15 feet from the right of way is kind of nothing. When this typical street setback there is 30 feet, and we're allowing 25. 25 I was okay with, but that one individual lot to be 15 feet, that's kind of egregious. When I go through the list of all of the deviations for this, it's a little frustrating, challenging for me on this one because it's almost like we're trying to stuff 10 pounds of crap into a 5-pound bag. But this is a good product. I will say Markers build a very good product. I want that product here. I don't really want a commercial, and I wish that some of the design criteria had been addressed throughout the year, or not quite year, that it had taken to go through the process. But be that as it may, my comments have gone on deaf ears, so have my residents' comments as well. So I'm here representing my residents who live on Northland and live throughout these two adjacent communities. However, the third ward voice in this neighborhood is not going to be heard. So that's all I have to say.
Other questions or comments? So again, this will be next meeting.
Well, and if I can respond, we always appreciate comments. One can disagree without being disagreeable. I think a couple things to look at when you're consideration voting at the next meeting. Number one, this property was available for somebody to buy from the city for years, and nobody but a good quality developer like Markers have come forward. If you look at the two developments they've done in the city, John and I had hair when the first one went through with Heartland and Heartland Circle. It was a beautiful mix of nice residential, commercial, office, and a beautiful strip center that Mike and Denise's and the bakery and several other businesses are huge assets to the city. While you say, gee, we don't want any more commercial, it doesn't put any children in the school district, and this one offers a little bit different flavor. It's just not a strip center on 47 or 34. You've got the Cedar facility right across the street. You're putting active adult housing right next to it. So when you say commercial, it's not going to be Walmart, but it might be a doctor's office, it might be a kidney place, it might be any number of medical units that would sit well with those surrounding residential units. So there is some synology with it that I think bears approving. So again, I hear Mr. Funkhauser's comments. I know he's involved in the development business and most of the time is doing what I'm doing here. But we think it's a good use of the property and they're ready to close on it with the city if the plan's approved at the next meeting. So thank you again for the time this evening and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Other questions or comments? Okay, thank you. Again, we'll be on the next agenda. Wow, that's, is that it for motions other than adjournment and all that stuff?
So we'll move on the adjournment.
Real close, thank you. City Council report?
No report.
Thank you. Clerk's report?
No report.
Community and liaison reports? Staff report?
Chief Jensen has one update.
I do. So our Christmas for the Cop, Shop for the Cop event was this past week. We had the most kids we've ever had. We had 45 kids. We had 42 that day come into the building with their families. They ate pizza, cookies. Santa was here. Huge sponsorship working with the police department, the Kiwanis Club, Restore, Casey's, and Target. So this is the most kids we've ever served. It was a fantastic night.
And Rosati's always has awesome pizza.
Yeah, Rosati's, they fantastic, as usual.
Yeah, they always, they're great. We get some great local businesses and commercial strips, too. In fact, that's amazing that they would contribute to the community for a nonprofit like the Kiwanis that some of us are involved with. Excellent. Anything else, Jim?
No, that's it, sir.
Excellent.
Mayor, if I could sit on that. I just want to thank Chief Jensen, also Sergeant Robbie Hart. He did a great job coordinating, and then all the officers that actually showed up for the events. I wasn't able to be there for the celebration, but I was there when we shopped, and it was a fantastic showing of the officers. So kudos to you guys for doing such an excellent job, and thanks for involving us, our group Kiwanis, as well as the others on that. It's a great program, so, and clearly to their testament, yeah, they've done a great job expanding it, so great job.
I did see that.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm sure it had 1,000 comments. They were all accurate. Okay. Any other staff reports?
No other reports.
Anything on the buildings or the water?
Nothing to report. If anybody has questions about either project, happy to answer them.
Additional business? Citizen comments? Step forward, state your name for the record, please.
Hi, Darren Crawford, Ward 3. So why I'm here tonight is basically to talk about Heartland Meadows West. And I'll reiterate, the commercial outlots kind of don't make sense. When a crop on the south side of Blackberry, You've got Kendall Marketplace, where you have so many storefronts that's just they're empty, and it doesn't make sense to put four more on the north side of Blackberry Lane. So that, you know, and I know there are others in our subdivision that have the same concerns, but to me, I think that just having four more outlots, commercial outlots, just doesn't make sense because it'll probably sit vacant. Also, you've got, with Kendall Marketplace, at least you've got exposure to 34. It's still not bringing in the commercial that we expected years ago, but just having these four sit back off of on the north side of Blackberry doesn't make sense, because you've got Home Depot on the other, on the south side, that and Target probably brings in the most money, and Kohl's, but you know, there's no other commercial really that's being developed in Kendall Marketplace. So having four commercial outlots on Blackberry in this kind of just doesn't make sense. So that's my opinion.
Other questions or comments? We're hoping the commercial taxes would go to the school district.
Yeah, I know.
Hi, I'm Molly Krumsky. I'd like to talk about Christmas drag shows tonight. But I have to start the discussion as usual with our founding documents. They're the basis for, or they should be the basis for, the way that this governing body operates. the preamble to the Illinois Constitution, which defines the purpose of the Constitution and lists the goals of the state, affirms that Illinois was formed with gratitude to Almighty God for civil, political, and religious liberty, which he has permitted us to enjoy. Our preamble states that we seek his blessing in order to do like a whole list of things, and I'm going to go through that list for you quickly tonight. First, we seek God's blessings to provide for the health, safety, and welfare of the people. Second, we seek God's blessings to maintain a representative and orderly government. Third, we seek God's blessings to eliminate poverty and inequality. Fourth, we seek God's blessings to assure legal, social, and economic justice. And keep in mind that we're seeking God's blessings to assure God's standards of justice, not man's. Fifth, we seek God's blessings to provide opportunity for the fullest development of the individual. Again, in this sphere of government, we've sworn to do this according to God's standard. Sixth, we seek God's blessings to ensure domestic tranquility. Seventh, we seek God's blessings to provide for the common defense. And eighth, we seek God's blessings to secure freedom and liberty for ourselves and our posterity. These are all pretty important things. We really should be careful not to provoke the God whose blessings we've sworn to seek in order to accomplish all of these things for the people of Yorkville. Which brings me to my point. Allowing drag shows to be offered to the public in locally licensed businesses is antithetical to the fulfillment of the goals of government as presented in the Illinois Constitution, specifically because this offends the God whose blessings we seek, maybe even more so when they're Christmas themed. God holds individuals responsible for things done in private, but he holds cities full of people responsible when blasphemy goes public. Christmas is a holiday established for the worship of Jesus Christ. Many know it as a religious holiday, but it's actually more of a political holiday. How is Christmas political? Let me explain. Isaiah prophesied the gift of Christmas morning like this: "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder." Jesus came to realign political structures. He came to earth to establish a kingdom. Ecclesia is the Greek word for church in our English Bibles. Ecclesia is the Greek word used to identify a governing body, so like a city council or a board of trustees. The church isn't a building, it's a group of people who know and exercise Christ's authority on earth. Followers of Christ are the governing board of his kingdom. And his kingdom isn't just some far-off place that we may or may not go when we die. It's among us, and it will eventually be established on earth in its fullness as it overtakes all the kingdoms of this world, not by physical might, but by spiritual supremacy. Most of you are probably familiar in some capacity with the Lord's Prayer: "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Christ's followers have been praying for his kingdom to be established on earth for thousands of years. It should not surprise us when this comes in its fullness. John announces that there will come a day when the kingdom of the world becomes the kingdom of the Lord and of his Messiah. He will reign forever and ever. Daniel tells us that Christ's kingdom will crush all of the kingdoms of the world, and his kingdom will be established over the whole earth. If you feel that you've been called to serve the people within the legislative or executive sphere of authority, which I believe several of you have, you might consider walking in this calling from these very same seats in a fuller, more satisfying capacity under Christ's headship, operating as his ecclesia on earth. It's a good kingdom, and it's ruled by a great king who sincerely loves to provide all of the things listed in our preamble and more if we choose to honor him. Psalm 82 opens with God pleading with his governing council. How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? He asks. The psalm closes with the promise that God will soon rise up and judge the whole earth, because all nations, including the lands that we call the United City of Yorkville, belong to him. So, when you wish your friends and family Merry Christmas this year, keep in mind that you are, whether you realize it or not, paying homage to a physical king whose kingdom will soon surpass all kingdoms of the earth in its physical presence, in its peace, in its justice, in its righteousness. The greeting is a threat to those who reject the king of the reign of this king. Hence the movement toward the more socially acceptable phrase, Happy Holidays. But it's a blessing to all who know him and who understand his love for his creation and who await the full manifestation of his authority in and through his people. Merry Christmas, Yorkville.
Thank you. Anyone else have anything to say this evening? Okay. No need for executive session. So again, Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank you. Motion by Soling, second by Merrick to adjourn. All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Merry Christmas.